Welcome back to another episode of Journey into the Vortex, where metaphysics meets real life. My name is Mary Roseman, and I'm joined by my co-hosts Marcella Nitschke and Heather Wells. We are three ordinary women who have seen our lives transformed into the extraordinary through the discovery of the metaphysical laws and principles. And that is exactly what we want to share with you each week as we try to unravel the mysteries of the universe and discover how expanding your consciousness through metaphysical awareness can bring clarity, purpose, and transformation to your life. So let's get started. Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us again. Today, we just organically started getting into this conversation without recording, and we're regretting it now because it got very, very juicy. And so here we are, journeying into emotions. And I started off by conveying that I thought that emotions are like a water faucet, but there isn't a hot or a cold to it. Although we label it with dualities, you can't shut off the what we call the bad emotions without shutting off the good emotions. You have to have a flow, a constant flow going there. Therefore, there's a balance in this experience. And if you're going to feel the joy, you have to feel the sadness. And Marcella said, carry on, woman.
Well, I think that what happened is that you said you have to, just like you can experience the very top, you have to go to the very bottom.
Yes.
Like to the extremes, and you have to.
And Heather put it this way too. I do not choose to experience it that way. I make my choices of how I'm going to learn. I don't have to learn it the hard way. Mm-hmm. And also, you were sharing.
You said that part of humanity is to experience the very dark and the very bright or something
like
that. Yes,
we are here to experience emotions.
But you also commented we were talking about energy. And instead of like high energy or low energy, or you go in a place and there's negative energy and positive energy. And Mary, you said, but all energy is energy. Like there's no...
Right.
But why do we seem to experience these, I think...
Because humanity labeled it.
Okay.
Humanity labeled these good and bad
emotions,
right? And so...
So that's when I disagreed.
Right.
First, because... You shouldn't be having a negative emotion unless you have a false belief, according to Course in Miracles.
Mm-hmm.
If you suffer, it's because you don't understand. If you suffer, it's because negative emotion, suffering, obviously. If you suffer, it's because you are believing that you are either vulnerable, that you're experiencing fear, you're experiencing loneliness, you're experiencing frustration, anger, whatever it is, a negative emotion. And usually that is because, or always, it is because you have a false belief. You're believing the ego and now you're not believing your true self. And one more thing is that, go ahead. You're going to say something.
Well, I will agree with you to a point. And what I believe that you are saying is, when you feel this emotion, if you're suffering, it means you're camping out in it. And I'm not necessarily saying, when you feel that negative emotion, are you camping out in it? You're still going to feel it and experience it, but you get to choose what you're going to do with it. But there's not anything you can do about it as long as you're human, because you're going to experience those
moments. So you don't believe that we can, for instance, personally, like if I am having a negative experience, or you say, you know, if I'm feeling lonely or sad, I feel personally like accountability that I need to change that. Like you said, not stay there, not camp out there. So things I do is I think of gratitude or levels of higher vibration positivity that gets me out of that. I mean, as far as we're humans, but we're also like the goal is enlightenment and divine. That's really who we are. Our true soul is enlightened and divine. And yes, as humans, we might experience those emotions, but I think it's, I don't know, I feel like it's our...
So I'm not disagreeing with your practice, mm-hmm. and what you do in order to not dwell in it. I will say to you that grief is, it's healthy. You don't have to camp out in that grief, but don't create a metaphysical malpractice either by not acknowledging the sadness of the situation. And you can know the truth, right? You can know that, wow, that was really a drag, what went down or what happened to that person. You can feel the sadness of a mother losing her child, for example. Now, I'm aware of the bigger picture, and that on some level there was a soul contract. But at the same time, with my own humanity and knowing my own attachment to my daughter, I can feel that sadness for that mother. Right? It doesn't mean I have to get camped out. I have to camp out in it and dwell in it. But I still need to acknowledge this emotion really sucks. God, I'm so sad. Wow, this is a tough curriculum to be on. Now, and that's just going to happen. That's part of the human experience.
I must say, I don't totally know. I think, of course, there's tragedies, right? Like the loss of a mm-hmm. child, I can be very, and there is a soul contract there, and it's, I think it's a different kind of experience. Mm-hmm. But talking about the everyday, like, emotions, that if we have a negative emotion, we have to, yeah, we can't deny it. We should never deny it. But I think we should go a step beyond the feel it, and then why am I experiencing this? What's the belief that's making me believe? Like Abraham Hicks says, when you have a negative emotion, that's mm-hmm. the sign that you and your higher self are in disagreement. So that's when we need to, okay, where am I not aligned with my higher self? I have a belief that is making me feel this feeling, this negative feeling. Either I believe, I'm not believing that I am perfect, that I am invulnerable, that I am, that I am the co-creator of my experience, that mm-hmm. I can be at the mercy of a circumstance or of a person. If you're believing that, mm-hmm. then you're not aligned with your higher self, and you're going to experience that negative emotion.
Yeah, I love Abraham Hicks, but that's just not in my frame of reference, and I don't see how to escape a situation when it's sad. I feel in my heart of hearts it needs to be.
But why is it sad? So that what we were talking about before, it was like, mm-hmm. okay, are you ready to look beyond? Why is this making me sad? Why do I think it's sad? Because that's when you question your assumptions, and that's where your beliefs, what you can find, what's the belief that is making me think this is sad or feel this sadness mm-hmm. or this loneliness or whatever it is, right?
So what do you want to use as an example? Do you want to use an intense one or a light one? Because I can tell you, I was sad and so much in fear when my husband was in the coma, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to not feel those feelings. Now, will I give in to the despair? I did not. I kept going and going, but I was incredibly sad.
I believe in the power of asking, and I believe in the power of atonement. Mm-hmm. And because we can't do it with our human mind. That's, mm-hmm. what, you know, I mean, we, certain things we can, but things that are like this, I think that that's when you really ask your higher self mm-hmm. for atonement. What helped me get rid of this belief that things are going to be like, why am I in fear? Or why am I sad? I don't know if...
I just can tell you that I was so overwhelmed and inundated that it was a whole myriad of things. There was fear there. There was financial fear, but there was also
but again, that's so what's hiding behind that fear is the belief that there's not enough, that there's scarcity, that I am not a co-creator, that I can't just bring abundance. You're believing all that. So be healed from those beliefs. Okay. Is the prayer, or the request, of course.
And I was doing all of what you were saying. I was divinely provided for. Oh my gosh, how in so many ways, not just financially. Now, I knew this in my heart of hearts, but I was still, I was there. And could I have answered all of that or really worked on all of that during that period of time? I didn't see how. And what I did was I shut myself off, and mainly because I was in so much fear. And I know that we are co-creators, and I wasn't going to create in fear. So I shut myself off of that, called all of you guys, and said, y'all lift me up. Y'all hold the space. And I can't do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's how I handled that.
And that's what we're called, we should be doing for ourselves, for the mm-hmm. collective, for our friends, for everyone. When
right.
some things are shocking enough that you just can't. Mm-hmm. But there's also something that is very, very real. It's called the peace that surpasses understanding. And I have experienced that. When you are in the midst of, like, you see no way out, but you ask, oh my gosh, all of a sudden it's like, this is happening and I'm good. I'm strong. You just feel,
like, I don't know what comes from. Overwhelming. Sense of peace that it's all going to be okay.
Yes, yes.
That everything's going yeah. to be okay.
And there's all of a sudden,
really
there's no grief.
Me,
all of a sudden,
the trust in the higher.
Yes, yes. And it's amazing.
And that, again, to me, it's like, not to deny your grief, but you were caught up in it when really you know you're divine and this is just an experience and you're. It's hard to let that go because we do know this is just such a blip in our soul journey, mm-hmm. you know, and
if you go really deep, you really get
in fact to the point. Again, I have not been where both of you have had your spouses
transition,
you've both been there, and sometimes I find it personally, I feel like I'm very empathic and compassionate, but sometimes I have this weird peaceful feeling in situations where I feel like I should be that, oh my God, I'm so sorry, I'm so, you know, or at a funeral or death where you and I have those conversations, Marcella, sometimes we're like, we have this undeniable peaceful feeling, like, of course it's a tragedy, but all is well.
Okay, and so y'all, I feel like So I want to affirm everything you've said, okay? But I still feel like we've kind of got off the main thing, point of what I'm saying to you. It just feels like maybe you're more skilled at you're feeling this, but you're not buying into the story, but you're feeling it. And that's where I'm saying. We can't, as human beings, escape feeling the low vibrations.
Yes, we can. I think some people choose to. I think there are many people that choose to have it difficult, and they choose to stay there, and maybe that is their soul lesson. I don't know. But at some level, it's a choice, I feel like. I don't know how to get people out of that. But
mm-hmm. Okay, so this all goes back to our programming and what we come, what our purview or the lens in which we look out and see something. I guess what I'm trying to say is, y'all are right. I'm not arguing with you about that. But I am saying that the impact of it is different. The impact of it is a choice, as you say. Some people will feel like it's not a choice because of their programming. And I understand how they feel. And I'll say to you, yeah, it is a choice. I agree. But I'm still going to say to you, the emotion is theirs for you, and you're going to experience it, but you get to choose how you experience it. Does that make sense now?
To a certain extent, we're not all of us are going to experience the same. That's why I think it's so important to be vigilant. What's in your mind? And whenever you have a negative emotion, it's an opportunity to say, why am I believing that is making me feel like this? Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's a human acceptable thing.
We just have to accept the fact that we are going to have difficult things, and we are going to have
First of all, there are no accidents. Everything happens because you are calling forth.
There are laws. Like, you can't say like that's a law only in certain situations. I mean, we do create our reality regardless. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no exceptions to that, or it's not a law.
Okay, so this is why it's so important for me to say this, because I guess what I need confirmation is, yes, the experience does happen. I agree with you that it's a choice on the impact of it, and it's also a choice or a due diligence and a commitment on my part to keep the vibes high.
Why do you say that the experience does happen?
What do you mean? What'd you say?
You said the experience does happen.
I meant that humanity does feel the low emotions, but they get to decide the impact of it. And it's like when you were nursing Greg, when y'all got the diagnosis and everything, you stayed in your truth. You stayed committed. You had your moments, but you stayed committed in your truth and all your tools, so that, for example, so that you didn't feel the despair the way I did, mm-hmm. right? I mean, you knew you had the fortitude to do that, but you didn't escape the event and the experience and the circumstance, right? It still happened. You still lost your husband.
Okay. It was his path, and it's like, I don't like the word loss. You don't lose anybody. Everybody has their own journey. Mm-hmm. And yes, he left his human body, but...
So here's the deal, dear listener. You can see Marcella, she's just this brilliant light. And, you know, right now, I sometimes feel so frustrated. But now I'm going to change the situation, and I'm going to tell you another story about her. And maybe you heard it before. I don't know if we've talked about it. But she was in a head-on collision, and she was injured very badly, and her car was totaled, and the cops were chasing this guy. Now, Mary Roseman here, if that had happened to me, I would have been pissed at the cops. I would have been so mad at the circumstances. And you were not.
My first reaction when this first happened is I yelled at the cop for not getting me out of the car. So there was anger. Mm-hmm. And of course, I was afraid because when I tried to lift my arm, I couldn't. And I felt this huge, intense pain on my chest. So I didn't know, oh my God, I'm dying, right? I mean, I actually thought I was like on adrenaline. I was just like, so I was like confused. Mm-hmm. So yes, but
that's physical.
But that's, yes, it's I would call it differently. I would say, I wouldn't even call that an emotion, because an emotion to me is more like a mood, a state, you know, where you're consciously feeling in a certain way. You know, it could be like a moment of some turmoil, but then actually I was very happy when I was at the hospital. They told me all I had was a broken clavicle. I was like, woo.
I think you gave us the perfect example. I think you felt that emotion very briefly, but you felt it. And then you transitioned it, or you transformed it. But it was still there. And as humans,
we're not going to cancel. This is something that actually happened for something good. We can't, if we believe we're going to. There are no accidents. This thing happened for some reason. I don't think it was a bad reason, actually, because it was the sign that I needed to go and do something that I really wanted to do with my life.
Okay, Marcella. And so, if there's nothing wrong with feeling fear, sometimes fear.
But the Course of Miracles literally says there's only two emotions, love and fear. Yeah. So exactly. If you're choosing fear, it's the absence of love.
That's right. But if somebody is coming after you.
Nobody's coming after me.
Okay,
because I do not see that will never happen
issue,
to me.
You know, it's an instinct. Go.
It's an instinct, but not an emotion, is what I mean. It's like a moment of, like, it was probably even like a bodily reaction to, you know, as animals, mm-hmm. we have this. But to me, an emotion is something different. To me, an emotion is resentment, is conscious fear, is conscious frustration or anger. And ideally, that should be, you know, when something happens, say somebody's rude or whatever, it should take like an...
It's like if you touch a hot stove.
Yes.
The reaction is...
There you go. It's like a hot stove.
Ouch. That's protective. That's a protective reaction.
But I don't believe that because as humans, we're meant to experience the lows and the highs. Completely disagree with
that. I mean, to me, if you're going to be in a dark alley, I'm like, I just won't. I can just tell you that will never happen to me. Mm-hmm. I can guarantee you that will never happen to me. I will never be in that situation.
It's not even an option, right?
It's not an option.
Right.
So I don't, it's just not.
Right.
And
we can have subconscious beliefs that believe deep inside that it might happen and something similar might, but consciously I'm not going to accept that.
I
don't want to go there. And my choice is I don't want to go there. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to experience contrast, it's going to be from where I am to better.
Yes.
But never to worse.
Yes.
Always, always higher and higher, because I think that's our destiny. We are divine. We are not meant to suffer. No. Suffer is ignorance. When we suffer, it's because we have something in our mind that is wrong that we need to heal.
Liked how you said that. Like, even if we, how did you say that again? I don't feel like we have to go down to experience something. Like,
the contrast should be from where you are to
better.
From
where you are to better.
Right.
Like,
because obviously we're here on planet Earth. We are not in heaven, right? We can be in heaven and we're creating heaven, but we created from where we are. We can be going to hell to get to heaven, and it just doesn't make sense.
Right.
And Course in Miracles says actually we are here because we thought we wanted to experience that, and now it's time to wake up and say, I don't think I want to create on my own, because this is what I create.
That was a separation.
I create polarity. I create good and bad.
That was a separation.
I don't want that. I want to create only from the extension of love, only good.
Yeah. So, dear listener, this is what it's like to hang out with these two. Because it's not my experience yet, right? Yet. I don't know. And so I'm going to go revisit it. They haven't convinced me, but what they have done is given me a lot of hope and something to live for and strive for, because I don't want to be a dweller, and I want the highest frequencies. And So I hope we've left you with a lot of, to think about, and just to know you're not in this alone.
And you are creators.
We all come
creators.
In different flavors,
and
different curriculums.
Before we wrap up, I would like to mention this author I've been reading, Neville Goddard.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So what I was reading about is a very interesting teaching, I think, a very, very timely teaching for these days, because it says that the law, I'm trying to translate this to English because I was reading him in Spanish, the law of functioning of consciousness. So our thoughts dictate our emotions,
mm-hmm.
and the emotions is what impresses the subconscious, and the subconscious is the one who's in charge of expressing in our outer world through circumstances and people what the reflection of our state of consciousness. So it says that the people and the circumstances are the servants of this. So we are creating our reality, obviously, right? But his point was, it's so important to make sure that that we feel the right... The exercise would be to feel the perfect, to feel the bliss, to feel the abundance, the love, the peace. The more we dwell on those emotions to the point that we feel them as real, the more we're going to create, we're going to impress our subconscious with that, and that's what we're going to see around us, and that's what we're going to see in the collective. So it's very, very important to really, really meditate on perfection, meditate on bliss, on abundance, on love and peace.
Well, they say that in actual manifestation or creation or the law of attract, it is the feeling. If you can get to that state of feeling this strange peaceful feeling over you and knowing, that's the feeling.
Feeling is key. Even the Bible says, or that Jesus said, when you pray, give thanks as if you have already received it. Feel that way, and it will come to you.
Right.
So it's even in that kind of teachings, you can see the law, the law of consciousness. That's how we create a world. So even, you know, more important these days, instead of watching the news and looking at the drama,
the terror,
and seeing
terrible.
How bad they are.
Everybody's
because he also says, when you contemplate the bad that some people do, you are actually taking in that character into your own,
and you're adding to that,
so very important to do the opposite. Turn off that TV and go and meditate on peace and love, and that's how we're going to help these events or whatever, right?
So, well, thank you for joining us today, and I hope we've left you with a lot to think about, a lot to contemplate.
And look inside, and because it's very important to why, if you're feeling a negative emotion, really it's important to dig out and why am I feeling this?
Wow.
That's how we heal.
Okay. So thank you for joining us and journeying into
the vortex.
We hope you have enjoyed today's dialogue. Please do not hesitate to let us know if you have questions, suggestions, or simply want to connect. You can reach us through our website at journeyintothevortex.com, Facebook, or Instagram. We hope you will join us again as we continue this transformative journey into the vortex.